Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
and the man who hands out dead batteries free of charge,
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we had our good friend Ben Roberts with us, and I had run across an article, and I thought, well, this kind of falls in line with what Ben likes to talk about. And so I got him on the air, and yesterday we talked about everything except what we started out to talk about. And we got off the air, and I said, boy, that hour went fast, didn't it? And Ben said, yeah, but we never did mention Tyson. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's what we were going to do. And so we decided that we would come bring Ben back by popular demand again today. And Ben, by the way, I've got an email here. I was listening to your program today, the 22nd of January. I'd like to find out how to contact the person that has the pet food. Do you want contacted on pet food or not?
Yeah, anybody can call me that wants to.
All right, do you want to give a number, or do you want them to email you, or what do you do here?
Oh, yeah, I just give them a phone number.
Okay, what is it?
509.
509, same number I called you,
843-1185.
Yeah. Okay, so, Max, if you're listening, you can dial 509-843-1185, but don't do it now because I have been tied up. I don't know. Do you ship that pet food? Or?
Yeah, I send. There's a lady in Las Vegas that gets a number of cases every month, just a standing order.
Really? Okay, yeah. So you can do that then. I didn't know whether you, I thought maybe it was just a local thing. And
No. Nationwide.
Okay. Now, speaking of nationwide, I have an interesting article here. It's titled Seeds of Destruction, and it goes something like this. We will rule you or kill you. Lunatics have loosed stealth murder upon us. The genie is loose in our fields and food supply. I don't know how to stuff the genie back in the bottle unless we utterly destroy Monsanto, DuPont, Archer Daniels Midland, and other food-producing giants and their lapdog government big shots. Where do such people come from? Why does anyone follow them? Are we so blind? Are we so incapable of self-defense and independent research? If we don't stop this here and now, heritage isn't going to mean squat because we will cease to be. That was written by a lady named Dennis Joyce, and it has to do with the seeds of destruction, and it has to do with the multinational corporations and what they have done to agriculture. And I was looking at this, the other day when I gave Ben a call. So let me share with you what we were really going to discuss yesterday. But Tyson's Food, and by the way, Tyson is now the number, I guess they're the number one packer in the world, aren't they?
That's correct.
They have now a pricing grid based on the average prices being paid to a producer's region and provides incentives for those producers raising the types of cattle Tyson needs to meet the demands of its customers. Can you imagine, and Ben and I are both old stockyards people, can you imagine basing a price on what average prices are? I mean, that to me is literally ignorance gone to seed.
It is.
And we go on here. It's called True Value Grid. Now, you know, way back when we were in the stockyards, back, what, 50? I was there 50 years ago almost.
Well, I was there in I left the stockyards in 72.
All right, I left the stockyards in 67.
Right. And
but,
I went to the Kansas City yards in 67.
Yeah.
And I went to the St. Louis yards in 55.
Really? So you remember when they first started buying cattle on grade and yield?
Oh, sure. Grade and steel.
We called it grade and steel. That's right.
Yeah, right.
And always before that, you know, we had a market for our cattle. And they talk here about, in this thing, Gary Mickelson, and he's heads up this deal for Tyson's Food.
He's a Tyson head man.
Yeah, and he's behind this True Value Grid. It incorporates USDA's regional weekly weighted average prices, as well as average premiums and discounts. Well, we know what a premium becomes.
A discount.
A premium becomes the floor.
Right.
It always works that way.
Yeah. Well, cattle producers, you know, we live in the land of discounts. We have no premiums.
Anyway, he says, larger discounts on heavier cattle. In an effort to discourage excessively heavy subprimals, we are implementing new discounts on heavy carcasses. Beef carcasses weighing more than 1,000 pounds are presently discounted $15 a hundredweight. That's 15 cents a pound. While those more than 1,050 pounds are presently discounted $35 per hundredweight. Now, what do they do with those big heavy cattle that they discount $35 a hundred, Ben?
Well, those go into the high dollar restaurant trade, most of them.
Yeah, when I was at the yards, when we were, and for 15, 20 years after that, when we were reporting the markets, we would say, well, we had some big stick-out cattle. They went into the hotel restaurant trade, and they brought a premium.
Right.
Today, the fancy cattle that sell, you know, when you go in a restaurant and pay $40 for a dinner, that cattle is what they bought the cheapest. In other words, it's definitely grade and steel.
Right, absolutely. Yep. The only thing is, that market, that restaurant trade, is not the highest percentage of beef consumed in this country. So therefore, they don't want a lot. They don't want a real high percentage of this kind of cattle.
But they don't get a high percentage of them.
They don't get a high percentage of them anyway. And then when they do, they're going to steal them from you. Because they charge that restaurant trade a pretty healthy price for those cattle. I'm sure of that.
Oh, this is prime beef. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Benjamin... it's Benjamin C., isn't it?
Benjamin C.
Benjamin... What does C stand for? Do you
Charles.
I didn't know that. See, I just talked to G.B. Oliver a while ago, and, yeah. And nobody knows what G.B. stands for. And he's G.B. the third. His dad was G.B. the second. His grandfather was G.B. He's got a son, G.B. the fourth, and a grandson, G.B. the fifth. And he said, we don't know what it stands for. We just found something we could spell, and we're sticking with it. So, anyway, he's going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Good.
Now, back to these heavier cattle and what Tyson's doing here. One of the things I caught in here, we talk about pricing grid based on average prices, being in a producer's region. Remember when it didn't make any difference what region you were in? How many times, Ben, have you seen cattle when you were at the stockyards in St. Louis, for example? And this happened all the time. People would come in there with some big, heavy cattle, and they thought they were prime cattle, and they didn't think they got bid enough on them in St. Louis. They'd go to Chicago. They'd load them back up and go to Chicago with them.
Many times. Many times that's happened. And, you know, the further east they took them, the closer to the eastern market they were. And even though it's not very far from St. Louis to Chicago, they would always possibly bring a little more value there. It depended on what the run was in Chicago, too.
Did they have through billing back in those days from St. Louis to Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. For our listeners that don't know what through billing is, if you brought cattle into the stockyards on freight, on a freight train, on a cattle car, and you unloaded in St. Louis, and then you went on to Chicago, it didn't cost you anything to take them up there.
No.
They call that through billing, and you held on to those billing slips, so, hey, I'm going to take these cattle on, and you could get them to Chicago, literally, and you could ride the train with them for
right,
nothing.
Right,
and come home for nothing.
Yeah, they would give you passage on the passenger train home, and you'd ride, most often we'd ride the caboose going to the yards, along with the cars, and then they'd give you passage on whatever railroad you were shipping on, they'd give you passage on their passenger train to come home on.
Okay, let's go back to Tyson. What's the deal here? What do you think?
Well, Tyson, there's a lot of pressure out here right now for, to eliminate packers from owning cattle. And, you know, I have written about it. I've told people for years and years and years, packers don't want to own cattle to start with. They don't want to own cattle. They just want to control what is there.
They want to control the prices is what they want.
They want to control the prices, and that's what they're going to do. So I think a lot of this pricing grid is just a way to take to the USDA and say, look, this is what we're doing for the producers out here. We don't want to own cattle. We're going to buy them on this. And it's just going to be a smokescreen for them to have control of their inventories.
Okay, I hear music. Let's take control of our inventory. We're going to hear from our inventory right now. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned, visiting today with Ben Roberts, talking about the cattle industry here and what has been taking place. And, you know, Ben, I mentioned yesterday, you know, I said it's a shame to be old enough to remember all of these things and how they came about. I was at the yards at the time, and I don't know how I got involved in this, but I went to Chicago on a river markets meeting.
Right.
And we were there at some fancy hotel in downtown Chicago, and we were discussing, of all things, packer ownership. That's what this was all about. And there was two lines of thought even back then. You know, the old commission people, they were strictly entrepreneurs. They believed in individuality. They believed in a free country, and they said, look, this is a free America. If you want to own cattle, you ought to be able to own cattle. And, of course, there was other folks that said, yes, but they're using them against us. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But anyway, I'll never forget one little old weaseled up guy. I'll bet he was 99 years old. Probably wasn't, but he looked that old. And he said, let me tell you, he says, the Packers are our mortal enemy. And we kind of laughed about that at the time, but you know, that's the truth.
Well, Packers have always fed cattle. I have records here that go back into the late 1800s where Nelson Morris of the Morris Meatpacking Company was feeding cattle at a brewery in Chicago, and it tells the number of head in the USDA statistics. And it talks about who owns them and how many they fed and on and on and on. So the Packers have always owned cattle, and they have always speculated and fed cattle, but not to the extent that they do today. The Packers are truly not our enemy. We need the Packers.
Well, sure, you need them.
But what we need to do is control the Packers. And right now the Packers are controlling the USDA. They're controlling the NCBA. They're controlling the cattle producers of this country. And as long as until we stand up and say no more and take back control of our industry, it's always going to be that way.
Doesn't that make them our enemy? Hey, they'd steal from us.
No, it doesn't make them our enemy because we won't say they're taking away from us. We don't give them. They take it away from us.
Aren't they stealing?
Well, what are you going to do without the Packers? The producers is the last thing a producer needs to be is in the packing business.
No, you don't want to be in the packing business.
No, you don't.
Right,
we need the Packers that we have today. The only thing is we need to take control of our product and contract to these Packers to kill those cattle for us. We take control of all the byproducts. We take control of all the meat and market it ourselves as a group. And that's the only way you're going to come out of this. I have before me right here the title on it is Result of Breed Comparison Test, Exotic Hereford Crossbred Steers and Mixed English Bred Steers. It gives the breeds that were evaluated here. And this was done in 1972 by IBP. And I have that comparison here. When you read this comparison, it's not very long, it's about 20 pages. When you read this comparison and the data that they came out with, and you drive around the country and look at the feedlots today, you see exactly what they wanted. And that's what they do. They didn't want the straight Hereford cattle anymore. They didn't want the Simmental cattle anymore. They don't want the Limousin cattle anymore. They certainly don't want the Solera cattle anymore. But what they have in this comparison, and this was done in 1972, they had a comparison done, and the results of this comparison is what you see in the feedlots today driving around in all these big commercial feedlots. We are producing cattle that they want. Now then, they're getting a lot of pressure from organizations and the producers on packer ownership. They are going to find a rule. They're going to find a way to get around it. Same thing with when Paul Engler came up with the grid system to begin with. He's the one that supposedly invented that system. Paul Engler, past vice president of IBP, who has nothing but sweetheart deals. He's in Argentina feeding cattle today. We're, the cattle producers in this nation and Canada are in a lot of trouble. And if we don't realize that and stand up, we're out of business. I wrote an article for the Paragon Foundation a couple of years ago. And one of the last paragraphs in that article, which turned out to be a short story more so than an article, it says, the last generation is on the family ranches today. The next generations on the family ranches and farms will be corporate farmers for Smithfield, IBP, Tyson, whoever it may be.
And, you know, I'm not sure they're going to be in the United States.
If they're going, the ones that here in the United States, you'll be producing for them under contract, or you won't be producing.
All right, but why is Engler down in Argentina feeding cattle today? Because he can get the job done cheaper.
They can get it done cheaper. Well, you know, we have some problems here in the United States that we haven't even faced yet. What about all this pollution and everything that we're going to be coming up with when we talk to environmental issues? With these people, who's going to pay for the cleanup of those? You know, 150, 200, 300,000 head feedlots someplace creates a tremendous amount of pollution. And who's going to clean that up? You think Butte, Montana had a problem? with the EPA. Wait till you face these in a few years from now.
You know, I have an interesting story about cleaning up a feed yard. Let's do that after this message. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread cow, cow-calf pair, bread heifer, and bull sale along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 500 head for the special cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. Now, the sale will start at 12:30, and the cows will be first to sell. A lot of cows in there are mostly black baldies, but also several offerings of Charolais crosses, and several of them have calves by their sides. Brian Cost will be in with some of the Charolais crossbreds and also a nice string of 30 black heifers. S&S Cattle Company has a 56-head offering. Doug Fleshman and Sheila Smith have also consigned some nice heifers. Many of these heifers have been ultrasounded and vaccinated and bred to easy calving bulls. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Fred Stokes, president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show to discuss a new and positive trade policy that delivers prosperity and security to America. Here's Fred.
I'm encouraged. We're making a difference. There's been a wind shift. We hadn't won yet. We're a long way from that. But we're turning the corner on this thing. We need to come together in mass. We can disagree on a whole host of things, but surely we agree that this thing ought to be fixed and not condemn our grandkids and their kids to a future that's far less than the one we had.
Make a difference and join the Coalition for a Prosperous America and get the 11-minute DVD entitled Take It Back and learn how the Coalition is working to reclaim America from the damage of free trade. Send $10, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For $10, you'll get the 11-minute DVD and become a non-voting member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
He thinks animal testing is a terrible idea. They get all nervous and give the wrong answers.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting with Ben Roberts. You were talking about the pollution thing in EPA, which I'm sure they don't have in Brazil and Argentina. They do have a lot of that in Australia, however.
Right.
But Mike Calicrate, I heard him talk one time about this thing, about cleaning up a feed yard. And
right.
You said, you know, how much pollution and all. He said, you know, it's nothing like cleaning up a blighted city where there's all concrete and iron and steel and junk and trash. And he said, you go to clean up a feed yard, you just take out the fences and you plow it up, and, hey, you've got fertile dirt. And that's kind of the way it is.
Well, yes and no. depends on what size the feedlot is. And it's, you know, when you take years and years of contamination, it gets down into the the water aquifer, you have real serious problems. And, you know, what Mike says is somewhat true on a small feedlot, like we had there in Otterville and places around the country where they don't feed very many cattle. But you take a feedlot that has a capacity of 200,000 head of cattle.
Right. Used to be if somebody fed 100 head of cattle in a year, a winter, you know, that was a pretty big deal. Some big Iowa feeders might feed 200 or 300.
Well, what you know, the farmers, every farmer had a feedlot. If
right.
you raised corn, you had a feedlot. And if the corn prices were low, you fed your corn to the cattle and made your money that way. If corn prices were high, you sold the corn and didn't buy any cattle. And that's just the way it's always been. Those feedlots are anywhere from 150 or so on up to 300 or 400 head. And there were some feeders around that fed a few more than that, but, you know, anything over 2,000 head of cattle was a very, very big feedlot in our days when we were there at the yard. And then that's all changed. Those little feedlots are all gone. They all concentrated into one area. That's when the grade and yield was first there, when they had all them smaller feed yards. And now they've gone into the grid system when they developed all the large feed yards. If your cattle fit the grid, then you're fine, but very few cattle do.
Let's go back to Argentina and Brazil and some of these other.
They're feeding cattle right now in Argentina and Brazil. Paul Engler and Cactus Feeders has done a partnership with Tyson, and also George Soros, the group, is the largest landowner in Argentina. And those three have collated, and they've come up with a company down there in their partnership with, where they're going to be totally vertically integrated in the cattle business in Argentina. And that's going, it's happening. It's going to happen. It is happening right now. And this country, when they start producing that beef down there and send it to this country, the only things that keep it out right now is hoof and mouth problems, and they'll get those straightened out as time comes on. But this is nothing new. We've been shipping cooked meat in here from Argentina for years and years and years, in Brazil.
Do you know who or what latifundista is? Does that mean anything to you? And I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right.
No, I don't.
Well, okay, this has to do with Monsanto. But foreign investors have large land holdings in Argentina. The late 1990s, early 2000 economic crisis made vast more amounts of land available, and bankrupted farmers had to give it up for pennies on the dollar. Corporate predators and this latifundista landholders took full advantage, but look what for. And then it goes into Monsanto and these other companies that have moved down there. And I can't remember, you know, Swift just either build or buy a big plant in Brazil, a slaughter plant?
No, Swift sold out to a company. Swift sold out to the largest meatpacking firm in Brazil.
Yeah.
Now we have a Brazilian meatpacking company here in the United States because they took over the facilities that they had here. And, you know, it's here. And they are, in a combination of the plants that they have here and the Swift plants that was in Australia and the Swift plants that was in Brazil, that makes them the largest beef processors.
Do you know what their name is?
JBS. And what that stands for, I don't recall.
JBS.
I think so, yeah.
You see, this whole thing has gone this way. And that's why I say they want to get rid of us here in the United States as farmers, as producers of food. You know, Al Gore said that. He the same has said that.
The largest, well, and they've pretty well done that in a lot of areas other than agriculture. And agriculture just happens to be the one that's getting the hit right now. But look at our steel industry. Look at our automobile industry. It's all gone. And the steel industry's gone. A lot of it is. You're speaking of Monsanto there a minute ago, and then the E. coli problems that we're having now. A lot of people don't know this, but the When Monsanto was developing the Roundup Ready seed, they had to find something that Roundup would not kill and introduce that gene into their seed in order to have a Roundup Ready seed.
They found some little bacteria somewhere, didn't they?
They found a bacteria, and that bacteria is named E. coli.
Really?
That's what they introduced into their seeds. So every GMO seed has E. coli in it.
Now, that I did not know.
I know. A lot of people don't. And then we've had a tremendous amount of E. coli outbreaks, and it's just going to be more and more and more. And until the producers in this country take back control of our industry, it's just been a number of days. And I, you know, I wrote about this in the book when I put that out in 02. And people just don't, you know, they wish me luck and everything, but, you know, they just will not stand up and do their own. We have some cattlemen's organizations out there right now that claim that they are for the producers, but they are going to Washington, D.C., trying to get legislation passed, and dairy, that has never worked, and it will not work today. You can't go to Washington, D.C. and get legislation passed that's ever going to benefit us. They didn't do it in 1921 under with the Packers and Stockyards Act, and they haven't done it since, and they didn't do it before then. Provable.
You know,
all this is provable.
J.B. Oliver says exactly the same thing. He said when Paragon got started, he said, we made trip after trip to Washington, and we tried to get Washington on our side. He says, we found out the place to start is with your county commissioners. Forget Washington.
That's right. I have a quote right here from Dresden James. Now, I don't know who Dresden James is, but this is just a quote that I like.
He's some good guy, no doubt.
And it says,
probably a bankrupt. He might be a cattle buyer.
And it says, a truce initial commutation is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic.
See, that's what...
I've been called a raving lunatic.
Right, that's exactly what they're saying about Ron Paul.
And, it, you know, right now, we have been lied to so much by the USDA, by the NCBA, because they're being lied to, and it just goes on and on and on. And we believe this stuff. There are people out here that utterly believe that the NCBA is on our side, and they are controlled by the Packers, have been for years and years, but totally under the control since 1995, when it became the NCBA instead of the NCA. It became the NCBA at that time, and that's when they took control of it. You know, this is very hard. These things are hard to prove because you can't prove, but they actually control the direction that they move in. The beef board, where the beef check-off dollars all go to. 97% of that money goes to the NCBA for programs to promote beef. Well, I'm in the beef business because I sell processed meat. But by and large, most producers out here are in the cattle business. They're not in the beef business. And it's all you're doing is spending your money to advertise the Packers product. And, Derry, you can remember when they used to take 1 cent per head off your receipt at the stockyards to send into the American Meat Institute. Remember that?
You bet.
Then when those funds dwindled down because the receipts...
We called it pennies for something. I can't remember what it was.
Every head, cattle, hogs, and sheep.
Right, but it was
advertising
called...
of meat.
But it was called pennies for something. I can't remember what the something was. Remember that?
Yep, and then they raised it to 2 cents when the receipts started falling off to, you know, build up the same amount of money. And then they finally went to 3 cents, and then when the stockyards all completely disappeared, so did that money. Not until then did the $1 per head checkoff dollars ever become mandatory by law.
And see, I voted for that.
And a lot of people did because just what I've been telling you here, a well-packaged web of lies.
All right, another thing, when we come back, you have a comment in your book that I want you to quote. I don't have the book in here with me today. But it has to do with how many countries NCBA promotes our product in and forgets to promote it here at home. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Ben, I'm looking at a copy of your book here, The Past, Present, and How We Can Survive the Future in the Beef Cattle Business. And on page 114, you talk about the checkoff dollars promoting American beef in more than 50 foreign countries.
Right.
Expanding international markets for U.S. beef is intended to strengthen demand for underutilized cuts and increased overall beef value. The value of U.S. beef exports increased 11% from 1999 to 2000. Exports reached $3.6 billion in 2000. And then you talk about McDonald's. You say we're spending checkoff dollars to promote American beef in 50 countries when McDonald's Corporation, the largest user of ground beef in the United States, and I'd almost say in the world, wouldn't you?
Right.
Has just announced they're going to test the use of imported beef and 400 of their 13,000 nationwide fast food restaurants. And this is just typical of what the beef promotion people have been doing.
It's the Beef Promotion Research Board is the one who collects the portion. Every animal is sold is a dollar checkoff. Now they're asking for two. That's not passed yet in legislation, but that's what they're asking for. Now, in my state here in Washington, they get $1.50, where a dollar of that goes to our state beef council, and then 50 cents goes to the beef board. So of the money that the beef board collects, they get half of the checkoff dollars. It goes into the beef board, and the other 50 cents ahead stays with your state beef council. And they do promote, they have some promotions there that are probably beneficial to the local producers. But the checkoff dollars that go into the beef board which is constructs about $88 million a year, plus or minus a few. That is spent to do nothing but advertise beef in this country and in over 50 different foreign countries for the Packers. Not for you and I, but for the Packers. And it's just unbelievable. So I called up, I called the beef board. They spend about $500,000 a year to convince the producers who pay the largest amount to the organization that they're working for us. So I called them up and I talked to them. And I started off and I said, you know, I'm going to try very hard not to become an annoyance to you with my thoughts. But how come an organization has to spend money that is collected from producers by mandatory legislation to educate those producers that the organization is working for them? And that they spend $1.5 million to do that. And I got an answer back from them. And they told me that what they do, and it says right here, because 97% of checkoff dollars are invested in programs aimed at building consumer demand for your end product, which is not true. Beef is not my end product, especially in densely populated cities. You and your fellow producers are not the target audience for these promotions. Well, no kidding.
Let's...
The consumers in the metropolitan areas are the target for it. They do nothing out here for the producers. It is a drag on us, and it should not even be in effect.
Let's take a break. This will be the final break of the hour. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
SwissAmerica.com reports Tuesday gold prices rose nearly 1% on a weaker dollar after the Fed slashed interest rates by 0.75% to halt a U.S. market panic. Gold closed in New York up $8 to $889.90 an ounce. Silver fell 2 cents to $16.02. Analysts said that increased volatility in the world financial markets and a possible recession could boost a flight to quality buying in gold. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
And we have returned. I guess maybe I'm like on a broken record or something, but Ben, I am totally convinced that the multinational corporations, along with people like Al Gore, he even told an FFA student he was in the wrong business if he wanted to be a farmer. They're trying to eliminate us from the land more than one way. But, I'm looking here, and I don't know where this came from. It's Changing Times in Agriculture, and I don't really know who put this together, but it looks legit. Cargill is operating in Canada, Australia, England, and Honduras. ConAgra
is right. Australian, Portugal, Continental Green in China, Hormel in China, IBP in Canada, China, Iceland, Ireland and Russia, Purdue Farms, China, Smithfield Foods, Canada, France, Mexico, Poland, Brazil, Tyson, Canada, China, and Mexico. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. It tells where all Swift is. Then it goes into the poultry thing. They're all over the world, and they don't care about United States production.
Barry, I have said all along that there are seven countries that produce a surplus of red meat, and that is United States, Canada, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and Mexico. Those countries all export meat from their countries into other countries. The companies that you just mentioned are organized in every one of those countries. The producers are not. And until we organize into a group of people that includes all these countries that also export a surplus of red meat, we will never be in the driver's seat of the agriculture, period. I don't care whether it's corn, soybeans, cattle, hogs, sheep, or bullfrogs. You are not going to do it because they're organized there, and we're not. We're fighting right now with the Canadian producers over the border issue. That is nothing but one thing, and that is to keep the dissension between the two. The meat is still going back and forth across that border. Even when the border was closed to live cattle, the beef was still hauled back and forth every day, 7 days a week. And until we decide that we're going to take control of this industry, it's all over. And I said this in 1990. I said by the year 2010, 2012, you will not be in the cattle business in this country.
Do you think there is any competition between this JBS and the companies that
no.
we...
No.
Is there there's no competition at all?
No. That's why ADM was formed, because it is against federal law for these people to meet and have meetings on their own. So ADM, when you look at these companies like ADM, you find the same people that sit on the board of directors at Cargill and ConAgra are on the board of directors at ADM. They have meetings all the time. It's been proven. During the investigation held started in 1917 by the Justice Department under the direction of the Federal Trade Commission, which now we live under, is known as the Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. If you would read, and it's 9,000 pages long, I have that investigation. You read that investigation, it is blatantly impossible to believe what is going on. They met then in a lawyer's office, in Mr. Veeder's office. They met every Monday morning. Packers in Chicago just went into Veeder's office, and that's where they met, and that's what they said was going to happen during the day. When you and I was in the stockyards in Kansas City, I did not believe what was going on. I could not see what was actually going on, and you didn't either. But after I read that investigation, I thought, gee whiz, everyone needs to read this. But you know, when I went out and talked about it, I was called a raving lunatic.
Hey, it's time for us to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With three.